As an employer, I would not give an employee that much power over me by calling you back when you leave, because there's a lot of talent out there. You're just going to have to prove that, you know what, you left because of a reason that was important to you without thinking that it was going to affect me as a brand. You don't have any business coming back here. We can maintain a very beautiful relationship. I can recommend you elsewhere. But as an employer, if you leave my business, I don't think I want you to be back, because it means that I'm giving you so much power over me. You can wake up and leave again, and I'll be at your mercy again. I'm not going to trust you anymore. Employees talk. They start telling their colleagues, they beg me to come back. Oh, the company cannot do without me. So you have to also look at the character of that person. Do they deserve me coming down to this level? When they do, what is going to happen to our brand and image? Are they going to go about telling the whole world that they couldn't do without me? Oh, you don't want to give that much power to an employee. Let it be that after they've left, you can seek their advice on professional level. You can engage them. But bringing them back into, I would not do that as an employer.
Hi everyone, welcome to Modern Workplace Conversations, where we explore critical and often under-discussed topics within the professional world. Every week, we feature experts ranging from HR professionals to operators to lawyers and CEOs to provide you with diverse perspectives on workplace issues, strengths, and best practices. I am Oluwanifemi Kolawole, Senior Editor, TechPoint Africa. Joining me today is Patience Asore, a workplace excellence coach and customer service expert. She shares the best approach to employee offboarding and how to sustain great relationships after an exit, while emphasizing the importance of an exit interview. She also shares her reservations regarding rehiring a former employee. Let's get into the conversation.
Thank you, Patience, for joining me on this edition of Modern Workplace Conversation. Before we get into the talk fully, I'd like you to introduce yourself in a few seconds to help us understand why you're in a good position to talk about employee exit and how to handle it properly.
Okay, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm passionate about workplace excellence. I want to see employees do well at work. I want to see business owners, MDs, and entrepreneurs have fun, be at peace, and have a steady workforce, right? So when I see conversations like this, it's very exciting to me, because we have to always talk about this. And this topic, we cannot overemphasize what we need to always say about it. So I am glad to be here. I am a business owner, a general manager with some businesses. So I kind of work remotely while I still have my business running. But at the core of this, my passion with iPad is to ensure that there is great workplace excellence, and I do my best to ensure that it's there and the culture is there, right? Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much for that. That's the life, like you're working remotely and doing a lot of other work. Oh god, the life. So there's this thing that employees say. They will say, we're not a family, like let's just stop this workplace, we're a family conversation, because the real sense is you will not leave your family, you will stick with your family. But you come to a time where someone has to leave a company, and there's It's been done shabbily over the years, and it seems that now there are now processes built around it on how to manage when somebody is leaving a company, or maybe it's a layoff, or maybe the person just wants to move on to other things. So can we consider some of the mistakes or the errors that companies and also employees make when it comes to leaving a company or moving on to other things?
That's a very, very beautiful question. And I'm going to answer this question by starting with this. A lot of employers make this mistake. They assume that for the fact that you are a staff with them, you're going to work with them for a long period of time. They just have this weird assumption that for the fact that you're my staff, you will stay with me till retirement. It doesn't work that way. So the first mistake you're going to be making as an employer is when you just have this 100. I'm not saying you shouldn't have confidence in your employees. At the end of the day, no one wants to lose people in terms of layoffs, resignation, and all of that. Every employer wants to have a steady workforce, want to enjoy business continuity, have this stable organizational platform, right? But in the minds of every employer, the first mistake is you are not even prepared. You are not ready to deal with the fact that these persons can actually leave, knowing that people work for different reasons. We're going to get to that as we continue this conversation. People work for different reasons. So the best thing, the first mistake you don't want to make is assume that everybody will be with you till retirement, or, oh, they're going to have, this person's going to be here, he's a high-performing staff, oh, I've done everything I can, and therefore you own them. That's the first mistake. Secondly, you want to ensure that there is a smooth transition. I think that is what I'm answering your question from the angle of the employers now. You want to be focused on ensuring that there's no bad blood, there's a very smooth transition. And that means you want to provide them with job support depending on how the employee is leaving, recommendation in other fields. You want to pay them what is accrued to them. You want to give them their entitlement. And then, as I said, give job support. So that's because by the virtue of someone working for you, right, they have automatically become your brand ambassadors. So when they leave, naturally, the experience they have there, everything, their minds there is still in them. So the way you treat them on the way out would play a very, very great role in how they would represent your brand, even if they're no longer part of your team. So you want to ensure that the transition is so smooth, such that when you come up somewhere else and they are somewhere away from the business, and your business comes up or your position comes up, they have something good to say. That means that they're able to maintain that great level of loyalty to your brand, and that's a win-win for you, right? Except the employees do not follow due processes and all of that, and that's going to take us to when we're talking about how employees should leave. But as an employer, don't assume that this person will work for me forever and die here and retire here. Don't make such assumptions. Two, ensure that the transition is very smooth and void of drama. Because when sometimes a top employee is leaving, emotions are all over the place. No one is thinking objectively anymore. So you want to ensure that you're objective about it. You want to give them the support that they need. Give them what is accrued to them, their compensation, whatever it is, depending on how they're leaving, and give recommendations. Now, from the angle of the employees, this mistake, we deal with it almost every time. You can't just up and leave an employer. It is wrong. But because I engage with employees a lot of times, why some of them do this is because there's no fair treatment, they're not respected, they're not treated nice. So they'll be like, you know what? You don't even deserve my 1 month in you. So I'm going to leave. I'm going to up and leave, and you guys deal with the drama. But it's not nice. You don't want to burn bridges on your way out. So do the due process. Even though you've gotten a job, right, just do it nicely. Give 1 month notice. Depending on what the company's policy is, please follow the policy. And have a good attitude around this trap. Don't begin to have this weird bad blood about the situation. If, for example, you're giving 1 month notice or whatever the company wants, you want to behave yourself before you leave. You want to leave when the ovation is high. You want to leave with a positive impression of you being intact. You don't want to leave and like 1 month after she left, he or she left, she just started behaving anyhow. You don't want to deposit thoughts in the minds of the people you'll be leaving back, and then inadvertently you're causing chaos for the organization you're leaving. So have a positive attitude around the time you'll be leaving, so you do not mess up the workforce or give information to the workforce that is unhealthy. You want to give ample time, give proper notice to your human resource or your employer so that they can have enough time to prepare for someone to replace your position. No one is tying you down. And just be nice about it. Don't go about dropping information here and there. You don't want to burn bridges. So you probably just need a recommendation from them. This life is long. Just do it nicely. Ensure that you're living with your prestige up there, and you're living. You're seeing them somewhere the next day. You're not dodging. You're not running away. Ah, see you. No. Live with your head up high. Okay. So that's the mistake most people make. Yes. So answer your question. You don't live at the right. You don't live nicely. You don't give proper notice. You are just acting up all over the place. Just few days or few months before you leave, and then you just burn bridges. But you know, all of this has to do with how employees are being treated in the workspace. That is why most of them just up and leave. There is no employee that you will treat nicely and do everything well for that will just up and leave like that. There are so many ways to get this great level of loyalty in them. So, but even at that, it's still not enough to up and leave. It's a very bad practice, and I think employees should stop it. You're in a workplace that is, you're in a professional space, you should live professionally.
So now we've pointed out how not to do it. So can we now talk about how to do it? So you can start from the employee side. When you want to leave a company, this and this is what you should do. When an employee wants to leave your company, this and that is what you should do. So let's put people through
that. Okay. Yeah, for an employee, if you want to leave a company, some organizations have policies that say, give us 1 month notice, some request for 6 weeks, some 2 months, some 3 weeks. And I'm sure that these policies are communicated holistically. Everyone is informed. If you're not, they should be informed. So give that ample notice. In case of emergencies, you want to speak to your direct boss, depending on what the workforce is like, or your human resource manager, that for this particular challenge, this is why I have to leave now. Let it make sense. Sometimes some people just want guidance, really. Some just actually want guidance. When some employees reach out to you and they want to talk about something, or they want to leave a company, some just want you to give them clarity, assurance. So I usually advise that before you even make such a decision, you should speak to someone you trust, someone you respect, you admire, on if this is a great idea, what do you think I should do about this? Advise me on this part. This is what I'm thinking before you make that choice. But if it's a situation where you've already decided on your own, you should speak to your human resource person, whoever is in charge of managing the employees. Tell them, give ample notice and behave yourself around the period you're leaving. You don't want to leave and get people to leave alongside with you. You don't want to send that resignation letter 1 month to you. Like, you know what? I've already resigned from this place. So that's their business. Anything they want to do, they should do. Do your job as you should. Leave with... Let the ovation be high while you're leaving. Leave so the brand would miss you. Do you understand? That's the best way to leave.
So for employers, what steps should they take?
Employers, yes. Employers should communicate these policies. There's no space for, oh, I thought you knew, I thought you didn't know. Communicate these policies. Hold on to some things. Some employers, that's what they do. There are stuff you call bond clause, refundable deposits. There's so many ways. You can have a tiny percentage of their salary kept so that they would take it serious and say, that's my money that they've been gathering for the last 1 year. I don't want to miss it. I don't want to lose it. And because of that, you see some of them give you that 1 month notice. It's just a way of protecting the employer. So you want to protect yourself as an employer and say, you know what, I'm going to be taking this money. So see it as me. This is where I communicated to to when I'm recruiting. We are just saving this money for you. See it as a savings. Let us know where you want to live. It helps us to get people on ground where you're living. So communication is key. Do it with warmth, because sometimes I've experienced when you communicate this to some employees, they don't understand or assimilate the information properly. So what they do is they just say, oh, they want to take my money. Oh, they want to take my money. No. So the best way I communicate it is, we are saving this money for you for the next let's say 1 year till your salary is complete. The idea is so that when you want to leave, when you begin to be bigger, so you give us time so that we can replace your position. You know, it helps us to be stable, and then they are good. So have a policy that is properly communicated. Communicate it well so they understand it. In case they are forgetting, find a way to always repeat this information so they are aware. And then, as I said, you want to support them if they are leaving for the right reasons. And then you want to give them what they are entitled to.
Yeah, thank you very much for that patience. So what we just addressed is now is when an employee wants to leave, like they want to resign. So what are companies getting wrong? Because for instance, now the global tech space is just recovering from layoffs, right? And some of the companies have handled it graciously, some have not. So when it comes to, say, a mass layoff, you want to shut down a department or you want to downsize, what's the best way a company can approach that, since people are going to be losing their livelihood?
Yes, well, it's no employer wants to experience this, because it means that you as an employer, you're losing money. That is what it means. It means that your revenue has really dropped. So it's important that we understand that the moment a business gets to that position where they want to lay off, it's a terrible decision for the business itself, and then sadly it will, you know, fall back on the employees. So the best I would advise is that you don't want to pay them or we insult them. You want to give them enough that would sustain them for a long period of time, at least, or at most 2 months, 3 months, just so they'll be stable. I know brands who do that. Even when they are sacking you for insubordination, sometimes they pay you like 2 months of your salary to go sort yourself out, because they understand that you had relied on that for, you know, financial flow. So you don't want to pay them or insult them. And you want to also recommend them to other businesses. As a business owner or a lead in an organization, it means that you have a high network of people who would be recruiting. You want to recommend them to other people so that you don't just leave them stranded. While it's a sad exercise, it happens. So you don't want to pay them or insult them. You want to give them enough that would, you know, help them to stabilize, and you want to recommend them to other places, find other job opportunities, and place them in other areas. Yes, I think that's the best thing, I think, an organization to do when you're laying off.
Yes, that's good. Something just came to my mind now. I don't know if you've had any experience with this before, like where you had to undo layoffs. I want to have an idea of how it feels being the person that will be laying other people off in the company. I don't know if you've experienced that before.
Well, layoffs, I have not experienced any layoff. I haven't. It's just that, of course, I've had to let people go. I've had to tender, I've had to give out letter of disengagement, right? I've had to let people go. But it's not in a case of layoff where you're asking the employee to leave because of insubordination, conflict of interest, when you exhibit something that is not allowed in the workspace. So it had to do with, I've not actually laid people off in terms of, oh, we can't pay you anymore, we're trying to restructure, we're trying to combine roles. No, I've not done that. So I wouldn't say, but of course I have an idea what that would look like, and the pressure that the human resource business partner would have to go through, right? But I've had to let people go. I know how that was. It's not something that any human resource person wants to experience. It's not something that a business owner wants to experience as well.
Thank you for that. I've always wanted to put myself in their shoes and see how it feels. But yeah, you mentioned something while you were answering that question. You mentioned that some people do not really want to leave. It's just maybe something else. They're not just comfortable with something at the company. And it's when you have those conversations with them that you'll be able to know why they are leaving. I believe they call it exit interviews. I've worked at a place before that I had to leave. There was no exit interview. Some of my friends too, they don't have exit interview. Is it that it's just an American thing, or it's just for the records, or is it like, should it be standard? Should an exit interview happen every time somebody wants to leave a company?
Well, yes, it's a good metric for human resource professionals. You really want to know whether an employee is leaving. You know why? Because when an employee leaves a business, for me, I actually take such things personally. It makes me feel like I haven't done enough. I feel that employee, especially when they're leaving because of something that's intrinsic in the organization, I feel like I failed to do the right thing. So I need to hear from that employee. It helps me, it gives the brand closure. It helps you to see obvious mistakes, right? You see obvious mistakes, you now know where to make the corrections. Well, 50% of people, when they are leaving, they don't tell you why, the real reason why they are leaving. Why? Because they don't want to hurt your feelings. So because they don't want to tell you the next good news. So a lot of reasons. Most times when someone leaves and I hear that they are somewhere, they say, hey, so this way. You really wanted to leave, and you didn't tell me, you know. Why didn't you just come clean, open up that, oh, the remuneration is not high enough, your pay is not competitive enough, okay, you moved to a far place, your transition has increased, you just went to apply for another job, you know, or you're not getting job satisfaction. So it's an important metric, really. For the recruiter, for the organization, it's important that you just let them know why you're leaving. I have that experience personally. I left a brand that was so close to dear to my heart. I didn't want to leave that brand because I was so connected to the brand, but I wouldn't leave them like that, right? And why I wanted to leave was I wanted a healthy work-life balance, and I communicated it because I needed them to understand why patients who are so passionate about this job, who loves their job so much, is leaving. I wanted to have time for my children. Right, I wanted to have time for my family, and that's why I left. But now it makes it easy for the brand to know that, you know what, people are different phases of their lives. What is exciting in Gen Z right now? They are paying this amount of money. I get to work weekends, I don't care. It's completely different from what is exciting a married woman who needs weekends to stay with her children. So when you understand your demography, the number of people in your workforce, you want to engage them. You want to know, just tell me why you're leaving. Give me the real reason. You know, people always say, don't trust HRO. Don't tell the HRO the truth. They always say that thing. And it makes me laugh. Why? You should trust the human resource person. It's just that, well, personalities differ, right? So I kind of understand why people feel like you shouldn't trust human resource persons. You should, because they have more information than you. They will know how to advise you and guide you professionally. If your issue is remuneration, payment, salary, they can speak on your behalf if you're an important employee. That is why you should tell them. Some employees leave, when they are done exiting the business, they now regret it because they didn't even speak to who they were supposed to speak to help them. You know, they just make decisions based on their emotions and just start acting drama, and they just even say, why didn't you tell me? If you had told me this, I would have done this for you. So it's an important metric, please. It's important that you speak, except maybe you're living for something that is then maybe. But you should speak. You should it's easy. It helps the management to know obvious areas, to know where to correct errors, and it gives the business and the staff closure.
So it should be a standardized process, as it were. Whether the people would be sincere or not, it should just be a standardized procedure.
It should.
Thank you, Patience, for how much you've explained. But there's this thing they say that if you know better, you do better. Now, if a person now listens to this conversation and an employer and like, okay, I want to do exit the right way, I want to include exit interviews. If you want to advise those kind of people, what challenges should they expect in trying to do things right when it comes to employee exiting? What should they anticipate? Because I'm sure it will not go smoothly every time. So what challenges should they anticipate on the way of doing employee exit properly?
Well, what the challenges they would face is, they may not be able to get an immediate replacement for whoever is leaving. The employee may be leaving for a reason that is painful because they may not be able to meet that need at the moment, and they do not want to lose that employee. So when an employee is leaving and you know that you have that exit interview and the person is saying, I'm leaving because I want a healthy work-life balance. I want to stop working weekends because I want to have time for my family. And you're in a business whereby you have to open every day of the week. You are in a business that has to do with essential things. You probably run a fast food. You're in a fast food joint where people must eat every day. And this staff is saying, I need to be home weekends. And you know the business has to open weekends. What do you do at that point? Are you willing to let that employee go because you're not able to satisfy that particular need at the time? So one of the challenges you would face would be you being unable to meet some of the requests that they may be asking. Yes, that's a major challenge during exits. And you being unable to replace that employee that is leaving, especially when they are top performing employees, you may not be able to replace immediately, and it would, on the long run, you're going to lose some time, lose it in terms of productivity, in terms of inflow. You know, you're going to lose some money. Even in the process of you replacing that person, you're going to spend some money. So you're going to be ready for that. It's going to be a challenge that you would definitely face. But as an employer, I'm sure that you have a sound sense of self. You have you're able to embody all of this so it doesn't break you down, right? And stop relying too much on people. When you do that much, you will experience a lot of rude shock, and it will now tell on your personality, and you may begin to behave a certain way. So just have all this information in your mind. I know that, you know what? Worst push come to shove, worst case scenario, this person is going to leave this place. What am I going to do?
Thank you very much, Patience. So there's this that came to mind. There's this thing employers, I've noticed employers do. So when you go and meet them that, oh, I want to leave, and say you were sincere, and you're like, okay, the reason I'm leaving is because what you're paying me, I don't think it can sustain me again.
Yes.
And they tell you that, oh, if that's it, okay, we will match the salary where you're going, what they are offering you, we are going to match the base salary. So I decided that, okay, I'm going to stay. And then first month, second month, third month, they did not do anything with the salary. Fourth month, fifth, sixth month. So she now went to meet them. I was like, you said you were going to increase my salary now to match where I was going, what they were offering me. And they said the company is not doing well. And so by the sixth month, they now increased the salary, but not by the amount they promised. Now, in that case, what do you think that employees should have done to protect themselves? How was that employee supposed to undo it?
Well, unfortunately, this speaks to the lack of professionalism from the angle of whoever this employee opened up to. And that's the problem. That is why a lot of employees do not trust their human resource personnel, because in as much as you find yourself in the middle as a strategic business partner, and you want to find a balance between being on the side of the employee and on the side of the organization, at the core of your job, you are to protect the employee's interests most times. And it is bad. This particular experience is actually terrible because you have not broken the trust of that employee. You have prevented them from earning better, experiencing something new, and it's wrong. So if I'm that employee, after I gave that complaint to my direct line manager, and I was given this promise, after the first 1 month and that increment, I didn't notice that increments, I would now give 1 month notice to leave. Yes. And I will do that, communicating why I'm leaving, expressing my displeasure to the brand, knowing that this is what happened, and escalating it such that the right people should hear. What I mean is this: if the staff spoke to the HRO and the HRO made this promise and failed to do it, Did the HRO go back to this staff 1 month time and say, hi, your request, we're working on it. We're talking about it. I've spoken to the MD. I've spoken to the accountant. Right now, we're unable to match up. We're unable to increase your salary. I know we promised as a brand. Did you communicate to this staff? Did you give them notice? Did you tell them that you will not be able to? That's the thing. There are standard ways to do these things. People do not just want to do it because you don't respect people. You don't just value people. When you value someone, you would communicate to that person that we will not be able to increase money because of this. And then you should not, as a human resource professional, make such a promise to the employee without confirming from who has the veto power to increase that payment. There are so many ways to handle it. You should have also told the staff, you know what? Don't tender your resignation letter yet. Give me 3 days to speak to the management. If I get a good yes, that way it even saves you the stress of the back and forth. It saves you the drama of dealing with this HRO is mean. You promised me this and you lied to me. It saves you all of that drama. So it's better you speak to the people, to the staff, tell them that, let me speak to the management about this, I'll get back to you. You get to the management and say, this staff is willing to leave because of this reason. And the management is unable to fulfill that promise. Then you go back and speak to them, the staff, and tell them, for so reason, we may not be able to, so please go ahead to tender a resignation. So it's unfair, it's unfair to do that to the staff. So if they go up now and drag you guys on social media, now you say, oh, employees, Gen Z's are this one, stubborn, millennials are this one. No, you are the one, you're creating a very large hole for you to get such backlash. So the employee has every right to be upset about it, to resign, to give notice and let the right people hear it. If the HRO did that, you should let your management, your MD or whoever is in, who has a, you know, someone in a higher level to be aware of it, because it's unfair. It's actually unfair. It's an unfair treatment.
So is it possible to just to prevent something like that, can the employee ask for something written or a contract to, like, just make sure that whatever it is they are promising that is making him or her stay back is fulfilled? Should there be anything legal that should be involved at that point of exit interview? Okay.
Yes. It's just that you cannot force anyone to append a signature on a document. That is why most times the employee did not find themselves in they feel powerless, because the conversation is word of mouth. If maybe it was an official email that was sent, that this is so reason why I'm leaving, blah, 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 you communicate all of that, and then the HR responds to you in that email, good, you have a document to back your claims. So far, the information has everything documented there. I'm leaving because I want salary increment. I've gotten another job. I'm thinking blah, blah, blah. And they now respond to you that, you know what? Wait, we're going to upgrade your salary next month. Have that as your evidence. And you can take legal actions if that's how you feel. You should, if that's how you feel. If you have the strength, the time, the power to pursue something like that, go ahead. Because it's actually unfair. It's actually unfair. Yes. So if they are willing to, it's just that if it's an email, it's even better. But having a document and the person sign, some people may not want to append their signature on it. You know, you're not going to bind somebody by force, right? Uh-huh. So an email is like the best chance you get to get your evidence.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not the first professional that is mentioning this. Professionals, we advise that make sure there's an email thread. Exactly. Let there be an email thread that you can refer to, no matter how minute the conversation is. So the question I want to ask now is, if exit processes differ based on the level of the employee, because if it's like an entry level or a mid level or a top executive, are there differences in those processes? What differentiates how the exit process takes place?
As a company or an organization, you should have policies that are all encompassing. Your policies should cover everyone, regardless of your level in the business, because people can see patterns of bias. You want to ensure that you get rid of those patterns. people can see is clear. So while you want to have, let your policies take a holistic approach, let it cover everyone, that is in how you're living. So when you're sending an email saying, going forward, we are requesting that everyone must give 6 weeks notice before when tendering your resignation, let it cover everyone regardless of the only slight difference that you may experience, maybe their compensation package based on top level payments and stuff, their compensation package. And because people leave for different reasons, so everyone is entitled to leave anytime they want. So you should take it, your processes should always take a holistic approach. The policy should be all encompassing. A manager should give 1 month notice. A field operations person should give 1 month notice. The front desk should give 1 month notice. Everyone should give the same amount of notice needed for that particular conversation. However, slight difference may be the packages, as I said, payments, what is accrued to them, how long they're living. If they don't give ample notice, they tend to lose the same. It has to be equal. If this person didn't give enough notice, everyone forfeits what they were meant to get by leaving. It's very important that you ensure that everything is the same. No one is better than the other, right? It's better you do it that way. It saves you the drama. It really saves you the drama. So it also shows that you've been able to create an inclusive environment where no one feels left out. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you very much for that. So the instance I gave the other time was because this lady was very important to the workplace. So, and you mentioned the other time that sometimes you just don't want to let some people go because of how important the role they've played in the company or how resourceful they've been. So how would you advise an employer whose top performing employee is about to leave? How would you advise them to handle that situation in case if they want to make them stay, or they just want to make sure that whenever I need this person, I can still have them? What advice would you give to them?
For a top performing employee, that is why we've also talked about exit interview. It's important that you have this conversation. You want to know why they are leaving. And we hope that they are open to you enough to explain what exactly is the reason. But first, as an employer, it is important that you have knowledge. You want to be knowledgeable about a lot of things. As I said, people work for different reasons. Know these things. Some people just work for food and shelter. Some are working for love. They want to feel like a part of the business. They want to have a sense of responsibility. They want to feel like they're involved. Some are living for safety, security, and shelter. Some just want some just want promotion. They want to feel like they have power. Some are working for people have different needs. Some are already at that place of, you know, self-actualization, whereby they've got to the peak of their career. They've went to the peak of their career. They feel like, you know what? I'm not doing anything here. I need to move. I want something a bit more challenging now. I'm not feeling like I'm doing, I think I've went to the peak here. I need to go to someone that will challenge me. So there are so many ways. So depending on the reason why that top performing staff is leaving, it will now guide you to advise accordingly. That is if you do not want the employee to leave. Do you understand? Firstly, are they engaged? When you have an engaged employee, what does that mean? They are willing to work for you at an optimal level. They won't even complain when they get to work longer number of hours. They use their heart. It's not 5 o'clock. No, I cannot come and die for this business. It's 5 o'clock. I have to leave. When you have an engaged employee, you see that they are willing to go the extra mile. They are willing to go above and beyond. It means that there is something you're doing. Do you treat them with respect? Do you give them work tools that make the job easy? Do you have a great support system? Is your organizational culture healthy? Is it void of toxicity? Are you paying them a competitive salary? Are they looking outside and saying, you know what? I'm a manager here, see what I'm earning. I know a manager there and they are earning higher than me. So what am I doing here? What is your job support like? What is your compensation and benefit like? Do they feel valued and heard? What's your feedback pattern like? Are you proactive about these issues? Does something come up and there's a prompt response to it? All of these things put together would motivate someone to become, you'll be able to achieve a high level of retention with employees when you're able to do all of this. So when a top person wants to leave, while you need, you should respect the employee's choice by leaving first. You want to know why are you making this decision. The response will now determine what you will do. So it's a big topic. Depending on why they are leaving, why are they leaving? Are they leaving because they've gotten a more challenging job somewhere? Are they leaving because they no longer have job satisfaction? Then you want to find out what are the reasons why you no longer feel satisfied. Are they leaving because the pay is not good enough? You want to know what they would prefer. Are they leaving because they want healthy work-life balance? You want to create shifts if the employee is so important to you, because in as much as we feel like anyone is indispensable, I think I talked about it in my first podcast. There are people that will leave your business. 1 year, you've not recovered. It's true. There will be chaos. You can't find that person. You're unable to get someone who is so committed, who is so passionate about what they do. So experience and commitment, they are not the same thing. No. Experience and commitment do not mean the same thing. Experience does not equate to being efficient. It doesn't mean that because you've spent 10 years in a role, oh, therefore you can take a leadership role. You can be very terrible at leadership roles. So you want to investigate why these top performing employees leaving, because you do not want to, cost you a lot of money to employ someone new. By the time you're measuring it, how long would it take a new person to be able to perform at the same level this top performing employee was performing? How long will it take? That you're going to lose time, you're going to lose money, you're going to lose business continuity. People may not even take you seriously anymore when they keep saying that, where is this person? Who is this person that was achieving so much result? Her customer service was powerful. Why is this person not here? So you want to do everything it takes to retain that person. By doing so, the question is, why is the top performing employee leaving? That should guide what you should do, and by all means, ensure that you retain them. Then also, you want to have a good succession plan. A lot of employers shy away from this. They feel like, this is my manager, very, very committed. This one will retire and start collecting pension. It's not true. You will get the shocker, because people work for different reasons and people are at different levels of their lives and want different things. Know this, have peace, and be ready for stuff like that. So have a succession plan. That is you identifying people and training them towards good leadership roles. You know, you have key roles that you can't afford to lose. Start raising leaders. Start raising people who can, you know, thrive. Look at them. Weigh their strengths, weaknesses. Do a SWOT analysis on those people. This person has this good leadership skill. We just need to upgrade this person a little bit. Try job enrichment. Start giving them those big, big tasks, so that when this other person leaves like this, you guys will not feel it. So identify them, train them, place them in those roles. So that that succession plan will help you a lot, though. It would help you. So practice good one. It will give you this stability, and then it will help with organizational continuity. That way, in as much as you are to rely and make your employees feel safe, feel important, feel like, oh, they are the best. Have somebody in you. See, I have a lot of them. A pipeline of workforce. You can't shock me, oh. I have a pipeline of workforce. Like, I have a talent pool where if you just live like this, I get someone else. It's better. It saves you the drama. In as much as you may lose a little bit of productivity in trying to engage that person to begin to perform in that level, it's still better than recruiting from inside, from within the business, recruiting someone who already knows about your business processes, your culture, everything. Then getting someone new and starting all over again is exhausting. Yes. So just, you know, as I said, just do it right.
So that takes me to the next question of what do you think? What's your opinion about this? A personal opinion about this, about going back to where you've left.
I don't advise that you go back to where you've worked before.
Yes, why?
I just feel tacky. It's just like a dog going back to their vomit. Like, why would you do that? That is why before you left, you should have sought guidance. You should have given time. You should have asked people who are important to you. See, I want to leave. Oh, should I leave? I want to leave. What do you think I should do? So that when you leave, going back, well, it's not bad though if you don't have shame. If you've thrown your shame into the wind, it's not bad. But for me, I leave an organization, I now apply back. It's embarrassing. I will feel so stupid.
What if you're not applying? What if they are calling you back? They are like saying they you should saying come back.
Good. No, why not? If they are saying you should come back, we have been unable to replace you, or come back, we're willing to now do everything that you want, it's fine. But say you leave, you now went outside and you saw Shege, you now come back, then see, you have dropped your steez, your composure is gone. No one is going to respect you there.
Okay, so now, I love that you have been able to like mention the possible cases.
Yes.
When you're leaving, make sure you know why you are leaving. Don't apply to come back now. But if they come after you and say, oh, you're very, very resourceful to us, we miss you, we want you to come back, we've increased what you're going to be paid and all, you can go with that.
Yes.
It has more honor.
Yes, it has more honor, actually. It has more honor. And as an employer, I may not call back an employee who has left me because they are so resourceful. It means that I'm giving that employee power over me. That is what I would do. But as an employee, if I'm being called up to come back to work in a place, it depends on what the relationship is like with the owner of the business. And at what level are you calling me back for? Are you calling me back to come and take up a managerial level, a more higher level where I may not have to deal with the same people I used to deal with? Are you upgrading? Are you elevating my position? But as an employer, I would not give an employee that much power over me by calling you back when you leave, because there's a lot of talent out there. You're just going to have to prove that, you know what, you left because of a reason that was important to you, without thinking that it was going to affect me as a brand. You don't have any business coming back here. We can maintain a very beautiful relationship. I can recommend you elsewhere, but it means that I'm giving you power over me. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I think, honestly. As an employer, if you leave my business, I don't think I want you to be back, because it means that I'm giving you so much power over me. You can wake up and leave again, and I'll be at your mercy again. I'm not going to trust you anymore.
I think I understand the sentiment. Now, there are a lot of nuances to this, right? And it's more than what we see, to be sincere. Right, there is more than what we see, because I didn't actually look at it from the angle of the employee now having much more power over the employer, and they feel like now they can do and not do.
Yes, and employees talk, they start telling their colleagues, they beg me to come back, this company cannot do without me. Oh, so you have to also look at the character traits of that person. Do they deserve this? Do they deserve me coming down to this level? When they do, what is going to happen to the image, to our brand and image? Are they going to go about telling the whole world that they couldn't do without me? Without me, they will flop. Oh, you don't want to give that much power to an employee while you're trying to make them feel so important. But let it be that after they've left, it's fine. You can seek their advice on professional level. You can engage them. But bringing them back into... I would not do that as an employer.
So I think we should just try to round up with this particular one. So all we've been trying to say all the while is that whether you're being laid off or you're leaving, just make sure it is on a good note. Now, what's the usefulness of the good note if there's no possibility of you meeting again, if there's no possibility of you working together again, if there's no possibility of even getting a recommendation? What is the usefulness of the good notes?
Well, the usefulness of the good note is that this is a small, tiny global village. We're in a very, very small world. That's the usefulness. you may just feel like, I beg you, I don't have any business with this company anymore. I'm not in a better place. The truth is, yes, you don't have any business with this company anymore. Let's just leave it at, you don't just know. Let's leave it at that. Like, you don't know what's coming next. You don't know. You just want to be able to maintain a cordial relationship. Even though you guys are not talking every time, you don't even have to talk every time, but you want to be in a position whereby if you walk into that person wants to come and you're able to say, hi, how have you been? You want to be able to do that. It's a small world, I'm telling you, because I've had experiences where people have left one company I'm managing because of they just couldn't deal with distance. One was struggling with distance and transportation. And then she just called up and says, she has moved to a far place. Her transportation is so high. So that's why she wants to leave. And because as a human resource person, I've communicated that to the management and they're unable to upgrade that person's salary because it means that they will have to upgrade the salary of everybody because they are in the same level. And while you're trying to maintain fairness, you don't want to pay some higher than others. You'll be like, okay, you know what? Fine. You go. Try to get other jobs and let me know. A few weeks later, she's calling the I'm unable to get a job. This is what I'm experiencing. What happened? I put on an advert. I got a notification to employ for someone, and I called her up. There's an opportunity around you there. Would you work there? And she got a job there through this same me that she left. Anything can happen. So you don't want to go about burning bridges, causing chaos, insulting people because you're leaving a job. It's not nice. Even though I'm not going to be helping you, I may just be helping someone related to you. You may just say, there's somebody in this, like my relation that has moved here. Would you like to recruit, employ this person in your place? Just don't burn that bridge. Even though there is nothing taking you back to that company, live right. Just live right. Relationships are like the what's that word? Relationships are like, I think you just need to be able to manage a very good relationship with people. It helps you to be able to move quickly around things. So that's what I think.
That's a good note to leave this conversation with. Like, relationship is a small word. It's a small word. We can't dispute that. Thank you very much, Patience. This has been a very interesting conversation. Is there anything you'd like to plug in? Is there any service you render that you feel would be beneficial to our listeners?
I'm just a workplace excellence coach, and I train employees on customer service delivery. I'm a customer service professional when it comes to businesses, and also I train people around customer service, how to behave better, you know, good customer relationship management, personal effectiveness. Then I train managers to become better managers. Then I also help business owners, organizations, I help them fix the chaos in their workforce. I'm able to just do a whole system intervention, see what's going on, tell you this is where the problem is coming from, you know. So I think the best thing is training people on good customer service, especially employees, helping them become better persons, helping them work through their emotions, managing their emotions, you know, a bit of personal effectiveness, being better for yourself, you know, a bit of self-development, and then that's about it.
Thank you very much for that, Patience. That will bring us to the end of this conversation.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. You can catch up with other workplace-related conversations at techpoint.africa/subject/work. All relevant links will be included in the show notes. Don't forget to send in your comments and recommendations to mwc@techpoint.africa.